The New England Patriots are one win away from securing their ninth consecutive AFC East title and a spot in the playoffs. They beat the Bills 23-3 in Buffalo yesterday, and they'll face the division rival again 3 weeks from now. But the game may cost the Patriots the services of tight end Rob Gronkowski. With us from Buffalo is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah.
So let's start off with Gronk and what happened. Less than 5 minutes to go in the final quarter, cornerback Tre'Davious White intercepted a Tom Brady pass that was intended for Gronkowski. After he was out of bounds and on the ground, Gronkowski hit him in the back of the head. Tell us what happened there.
Well, Gronkowski was frustrated, and it had built up over the course of the game. He felt that the Bills had been fouling him and holding him, and he just lost his composure, very uncharacteristic for him, and he just basically jumped on him and put the force of his weight and his elbow into the back of White's head, a very, very uncharacteristic action.
Right, and after the game, we should say, Gronkowski apologized. Let's listen.
I was just really frustrated at that moment. It just happened naturally through emotions and frustration, and just want to apologize to Tre'Davious White.
So, Mike, how likely do you think it is that Gronk will be suspended for that?
Well, Deborah, right after the game, I thought a suspension would have been a little far-fetched for that. I mean, he's not a repeat offender in terms of having done this ever before in his career, but a couple of things, as I've given it a little more thought, stand out to me. Number one, he wasn't ejected from the game. If the referee had ejected him, perhaps a suspension would be a little less likely because the league would have looked at that and said, well, he was held accountable for the action. He was penalized on the play, but that's not enough. And he will face a hefty fine. And now I wouldn't be surprised if a one-game suspension is a possibility from the NFL for this.
And before that, those final minutes, Gronkowski was having quite a game, wasn't he?
He really was. At halftime, when the score was 9-3 Patriots, he only had two catches. He ended up with nine for almost 150 yards in the game, and really he was the difference. At the start of the third quarter, when the Patriots took control of the game, the Patriots fed him the football, and there was one play, Deborah, a 30-yard catch down the right sideline where he was covered so well by the Bills, and he still came down with the ball. That's why they say that Rob Gronkowski is often open even when he's covered.
Now, despite the 20-point margin of victory yesterday, the Patriots' offense appeared a little out of sync during the game. Aside from the Gronkowski plays, early in the game, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady clearly lost his cool. He was screaming at offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. But after the game, Brady brushed it off. This is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. It's just football. I mean, it's just football. They're two competitive people, and it's just the way it goes.
Now, Mike, was something off with the offense?
It certainly was early in the game. They had some of their old struggles in the red zone. When they get to the 20-yard line of the opponent, they had some trouble scoring touchdowns. They had to settle for field goals. They eventually figured it out, and the running game led by Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead, which almost had 200 yards, ended up also being a big part of their success.
And what about the defensive highlights from the game? What would you say?
Well, for the eighth game in a row, the Patriots have held an opponent to fewer than 20 points in a game. That's never happened before in Bill Belichick's tenure here. Eric Lee is the one name I would highlight. He's a former Buffalo Bills player. He had an interception. He had a sack. And he was all over the place and sort of introducing himself to Patriots fans in this game.
All right. Well, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com, and he offers regular analysis on WBUR. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.